This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a powerful object lesson featuring manta rays.
And Mark Finley shares an inspiring devotional. Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope in December.
Yay!
All right. You know, December is National Pear Month. That was news for me.
I love pears.
Did you know pears have several health benefits?
That's right. Pears are highly nutritious and come in a variety of different flavors, actually. They are low in calories. They provide a good amount of fiber, vitamin C, vitamin K, and potassium. And according to Healthline, they even contain minerals that play an important role in immunity, cholesterol, metabolism, nerve, and heart function.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
They're good to
eat. Plus, you can cook pears and include them in a variety of very delicious dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about pear pie, you can have pear crumble, you can have, you know, just about, you know.
You can even roast pears.
Yeah, you can have roasted pears.
You can even grill them. They're good.
So we hope you get to enjoy plenty of pears today. And during this pear season, and improve your health at the same time. So let's begin our program today. We have lots to cover, and we'll begin by taking a look back at this day in history.
On this day in history, in the year 1804, in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, Napoleon Bonaparte was crowned Napoleon I. He was the first Frenchman to hold the title of emperor in 1,000 years. Pope Pius VII handed Napoleon the crown that the 35-year-old conqueror of Europe placed on his own head. To be crowned, friends, to be crowned, I'm sure that was a moment of excitement and grandeur for Napoleon Bonaparte, especially considering that he was the first Frenchman in 1,000 years to hold such a title.
But did you know that we have an even greater crown to look forward to? One that surpasses any earthly crown? Let me just share with you a beautiful passage. It's found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." You know, that crown will be worth more than any other crown, more than anything else that we have ever had here on earth. You know, I can't wait, friends. I can't wait.
Amen. And we're not going to put that crown on our own heads.
Wow, what a day that will be. That's right. Because Jesus is going to look forward to placing that crown on us.
Yes.
The faithful, the true, those who have followed Jesus and loved him. He's coming back for his friends.
Amen. I can't wait for that special day. As the night hits, something majestic happens in the ocean. Below the surface of the black night, giant manta rays dance in the light. Their awe-inspiring dance teaches us something amazing. Watch.
On the west side of the Big Island of Hawaii is a small town that's known for a lot of amazing things. Kailua Kona is a land of black lava fields, rugged rocky coastlines, crystal clear waters, historical Hawaiian heiaus, fruitful fish ponds, and ancient petroglyphs. It is the home of the iconic Kona coffee bean, the annual Ironman triathlon, the international billfish deepwater fishing tournament, and so much more. But of all the things that Kona is famous for, none is more awe-inspiring than what you're able to see just after sunset, just below the surface of the ocean. As the sun slips below the western horizon, it's time for us to slip beneath the surface of the water. And as you sink into the black water below, it's like being transported into another planet. It is like descending into the dark abyss of a whole new world. It is dark, but it's anything but dreary or dull. For below the surface of the black night is what I consider one of the top five things to see before you die. Giant manta rays dancing in the night light. Considered by many as one of the best night dives in the world, the Blackwater Manta Dive is an experience that no human language can adequately describe. You got to see it to believe it.
Thank you.
These massive manta rays, with wingspans of up to 15 feet long, glide through the coastal waters with mouths wide open. They are filter feeders, feasted upon large quantities of zooplankton in the form of shrimp, krill, and tiny crabs. With their broad heads, triangular wing-like pectoral fins, horn-like cephalic fins, flat disc-like bodies, and wide mouths, they are an incredible sight to behold. As the manta approaches the cloud of plankton, it unrolls its cephalic fins in order to channel the food into their mouths. If the cloud of plankton is particularly thick, the manta will do somersaults or barrel rolls to catch all the tiny critters. And even though the opening of their mouths can fit your head, these magnificent creatures are perfectly harmless. They don't have any teeth, their esophagus is about the size of a small coin, and unlike their stingray cousins, manta rays do not have the barbed tail stinger. They're non-aggressive and perfectly harmless to humans. It was an awesome privilege to be in the presence of these gentle giants of the sea as they did their manta dance in the bright night light. The reason why the blackwater manta dive is one of the best night dives in the world is because the mantas are drawn to the light. The light attracts the plankton attracts the mantas, and the mantas attract happy divers like me. It's a win-win situation for the mantas and the divers. The mantas get a good meal, and the divers get an unforgettable show. Flashlights are provided by the dive company, but tonight I brought my own dive light, which happens to be 10 times brighter than all the rest. And since the mantas are attracted to the light, whoever has the brightest light becomes the most attractive. Words cannot describe the feeling I had, seeing manta after manta come to me with wingspans up to 15 feet long and mouths wide open, doing barrel rolls over my head all dive long. Some got so close that their tummies were rubbing on the top of my head. It was nothing short of spectacular. Besides the experience itself, the spiritual lesson the mantas taught was just as incredible. You see, as the manta's hunger is fulfilled by coming close to the light, so too the longing heart of humanity can only be satisfied in the light of God's love. It is in the illuminating light of God's love that we experience the fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. The love of God is the brightest light in the universe that attracts hungry humanity from the darkness of death and into the light of life. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And it was said of him that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You see, in a world full of dense spiritual darkness, deception, distraction, delusion, and destruction, we must come close to the night light. We must look upon and listen to the light of God's word. "For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And the entrance of thy words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." And as we come to dwell in the light of truth and love, we then become lamps to shine that same light to those around us. And he who has the brightest light becomes the most attractive. For the Bible says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Jesus is the light, and he makes us his lamp to shine his light of love in a world of spiritual darkness. So in these last days, as the sun of hope gives way to the night of woe, I invite you to come to the night light. When the darkness of the evil one settles all around you and you feel all alone, come to the night light. When the night of sorrow is long and the day of joy is short, come to the bright night light. Learn the lessons from the manta dance. Open your mouth wide so that God can fill it. And when you do, just like the mantas of the Kona Coast, people will flock to see the one that is shining in and through your life, the wonderful God of grace, who teaches us to dance like the mantas in the glorious gleaming of the bright night light.
Coming up right after this short break, Ronnie Mills will be here to share exciting Hope Channel news with us. And don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And as we've been sharing with you lately, we have a YouTube channel we would love for you to check out so you can keep up with us there as well.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We are enjoying spending this time with you.
Right now, Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel is back with us today. I can't wait to see what Ronnie has in store. Ronnie?
Good morning, Saints, and happy Friday. Today, I'm on the beautiful new set of one of Hope Channel's favorite programs. In fact, this is the first time that I've featured Inverse on Wake Up with Hope. I want to give a warm welcome to the host of Inverse, Pastor Justin Kim.
Hey, Ronnie.
Pastor Kim, welcome to Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
For anyone who's not familiar with Inverse, what is Inverse?
Inverse is a young adult Bible study program. We really are trying to gear towards young adults because there's many young adults who have questions about faith, about spirituality, about the Bible. And it's four of my friends. There's six of us all together. We sit around this table. And some of us have been friends for about 20 years. We read and study the Bible together, and we find ways to apply it in our lives in a very real and applicable way.
In addition to this incredible new set, what new updates do you have regarding this season of Inverse?
Yeah, we got a lot of cool topics up ahead. We follow the Adult Bible Study Guide curriculum for two of the quarters of the year. And then we have the Inverse Bible Study curriculum, which follows the young adult curriculum for the year. And some interesting topics such as the book of Leviticus, three angels' messages. Those are the things that come to my mind right now. And I think the thing that we're most excited about is we have adopted this podcast format. We've got our earphones on. We got these mics. And the lot of this young adult cohort, they listen through podcasts, and then through podcasts, they can be cleaning or jogging, which gets them inspired to watch the TV show or through social media, the video. And also this set, I mean, it's a great, beautiful set that we're just privileged to be on.
Amen. What's one of the biggest misconceptions about Christ?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that as more time passes, we are seeing that religion is looked on with suspicion. And the God that you and I serve is considered a vindictive and a mean, angry, capricious God. And this is so far away from what Scripture is saying, that God is a merciful, loving, warm God. And because of media and other channels out there, there's a crisscross of messages. And we want to calibrate that back to what Scripture is saying.
For many people, they are facing a hellstorm or financial insecurity, political unrest, societal upheaval, and they just have extreme anxiety. Mm. What Bible verse would you give them this morning to bring them hope?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think of Jeremiah 33:3. The Bible says, "Call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." And so this really banks on the power of God, and then banks on the goodness of God. And on those two legs, whether you're a believer or not, you're calling out and you're appealing to His power and His goodness to be manifested in your life and in the chaos of our daily lives.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor Kim, for that inspiring message and all that God is doing through Inverse to bring people hope. Amen. And thank you also for tuning in today. Your support enables Hope Channel to continue to produce Wake Up with Hope as well as broadcast Inverse, so that we can encourage people to not lose hope, but embrace Christ. Join this impact movement today by calling 1-888-446-7388. That's 1-888-446-7388. Or donate online at hopetv.org/donate. Again, that's hopetv.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Ronnie. We have to take a short break now, but stay with us.
After the break, Pastor Mark Finley will share today's devotional thought. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time for today's devotional thought with Pastor Mark Finley.
One of life's great blessings is to have people that you have confidence in, people that you can come to seek wise counsel. In my life, I'm blessed with a number of friends that are godly, that are spiritual, that are praying men, that when I'm facing major decisions in my life, I can come to seek their counsel. I know their counsel will be balanced, They won't always tell me what I want to hear. If the counselors that you have always tell you what you want to hear, you better look for other counselors. Proverbs speaks about the value of wise counsel. It speaks about this in a number of places. Let's look at some of them. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Notice carefully, you're likely to fall. But where there is a multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety, there's security. Proverbs 15 and verse 22. The scripture puts it this way. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they're established. Notice both of these expressions talk about more than one counselor. If you only have one counselor, you can really be biased by what they say or influence, but you get broad counsel and you see that counsel pointing in the same direction, you know that that is clarity in your decision. It gives you clarity in your decision-making process. Proverbs 24, verse 6, for by wise counsel they make thy war, but in the multitudes of counselors there's safety. In other words, when the ancient armies of Israel were making a decision whether to go to war or not, they needed to be sure to have the widest counsel possible. And the truth of the matter is that we are in a war. We're in a battle between good and evil. We're in a battle between Christ and Satan. We're a battle between the forces of good and the forces of wrong, between righteousness and unrighteousness. And if ever we need counsel, it's today. So how do you get guidance in life? Well, Proverbs, remember, there are four ways you get guidance. One, through prayer. As you seek God, the Holy Spirit impresses you. Secondly, you get guidance from the Word of God. You look, what does the Word have to say about this decision I have to make? What basis does it give me? Thirdly, you look at the providences of life. How are things shaping up? And fourthly, you look to your counselors. In three places, Solomon states essentially the very same thing. What is he stating? In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Now, the ancient Hebrew word for counsel comes from a rather strange expression meaning rope pulling. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? What is counsel? It's rope pulling. And it comes from a seafaring term. When a ship came into harbor, ropes were thrown out by the dockmaster to guide it safely. So you imagine the ship is coming into harbor, and here's the harbor where the ship is going to dock, and here's the dock. They would throw out ropes from here to pull the ship into harbor safely. The word for counsel means guidance or direction. So the picture you get is a craft sailing through the harbor, a rope pulled out to guide that ship safely so that it wouldn't crash. So what is counsel? Counsel is divine guidance that God provides through others so that we don't make a crash, so we don't make poor mistakes. When wise, skillful counsel is ignored, we often make poor decisions. Now, each one of us need a few people in our lives that we can trust, who have sound, balanced judgment to guide us in our decision-making process. The Christian writer, Ellen White, gives us this fascinating insight about wise counsel. She writes, "When counsel is rejected, there is little that can be done for those void of wisdom, but to leave them to discover by hard experience that good counsel is a blessing from God that should be accepted." See, if we fail to listen to the counsel of others that are godly, when we see that counsel converging together, and I counsel with this counselor, and that counselor gives me certain counsel, and I counsel with this counselor, and I present all the facts to these about three counselors that I have. Now, if you present a decision to 7 or 8 or 10 different people, you're going to be so confused at the end that you will not know what decision to make. But seek wise counselors that know God. Seek wise counselors that have good judgment. Seek wise counselors that will guide you in the decisions of life. But always remember that in addition to all those human counselors, the prophet Isaiah reminds us in Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born. Who's that child? Jesus. Unto us. Jesus came from heaven for us. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful. Is Jesus wonderful to you? Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor. Bring to him everything that perplexes your mind, everything that troubles you. Share with Jesus every joy and sorrow of your life. He's there to listen. He's there to give you the guidance that you need for today. Yes, we seek counsel from others. We look for the converging concepts, ideas, the converging guidance that they give us. But we recognize that the best counselor of all is Jesus. And he is there to guide us. He's there to direct us. You remember what Isaiah says? Isaiah the prophet says, you'll hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk you in it when you turn to the right or turn to the left. You will hear that voice saying, walk you in it. This is the way. God speaks to us in those quiet times, in those careful moments of our life that we're in prayer and we're seeking him for wisdom. He is our counselor. But never forget, God often will provide for us human counsel. He'll often provide for us people that give us the right word at the right time so we can make the very right decision. To walk away from counsel and live an independent life and feel that in our own minds that we are able to solve every problem or in our own minds that we are able to make every decision. There are some people that say, I'm a self-made man, I'm a self-made woman, I don't need anybody else, then I can make my own decisions and I can follow my own heart. Frankly, that's folly. That's really foolishness. Because one of the ways that God guides us is through wise, godly counselors. So today, thank God for the people he's brought into your life that can give you divine counsel. But most of all, seek him, because he is the Wonderful Counselor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mark, for those encouraging words.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up With Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment during the weekend, or share with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the new week with you right here. So don't forget to join us on Monday morning.
Same time, same place.
We're going to talk about the God of the Desert and a short talk from the doctor on Candy Dye. Plus, you'll be inspired by Voice of Prophecy's devotional thought. Be sure to be here.
Also, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more about the Bible, please visit us at hope.study to receive your very own free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study. We encourage you not to put a life of abundant joy on hold any longer.
And you know what we'd love to do before we say goodbye, and that is to leave you with the Bible promise for the weekend. Today's Bible promise comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17.
It says, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
Wow, that has to be one of my favorite Bible passages.
Yes.
You know, friends, whatever you're going through, don't lose heart. You know, as you face trials each and every day, as you feel weary, be courageous. Stay close to God. He promises that those troubles and trials are just for a moment. Mm-hmm. So endure for a moment. And there's an eternal glory awaiting us.
Amen. We truly wish you a happy weekend as you delight in the Lord.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, there's no doubt that there's somebody watching here today that is going through some health issues or someone who's very sick. And Father, we sometimes feel very discouraged because we feel so sick and have so much pain. But may we remember, God, that you are the God who cares. You are the God who loves. And I pray, Lord, that you would renew us within our hearts. Despite all that we're going through, may we be strong in Christ within. And I pray, Lord, that we would keep our eyes on you, knowing that there is a day coming when you will make all things right. There shall be no more pain, no more trials. So thank you for the endurance you're giving us now, Lord, an endurance that comes from a heart that's filled with hope. Thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen.